This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It is 23 minutes to 9. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and now we're here to talk all about the New Order. New Order are three of the UK's hottest comedians, and they're firing into Melbourne this comedy festival. Dan offers a high-energy, chaotic, and deeply personal performance, and Josh Jones is a ray of sunshine who has swiftly become one of the UK's most exciting comedy voices.
Both are set to take the stage with fellow comedian Celia AB this comedy festival until April 21st, and Josh and Dan join us in the studio now. Welcome to Joy Breakfast.
Hello. Good morning.
Now, we've got questions individually. We've got questions together. So, Dan, we'll kick it off with you. You've turned your dyspraxia into comedy gold, but if we haven't seen your comedy before, what is your take on explaining to people like us what is dyspraxia?
Oh, so dyspraxia, it's like dyslexia, but you're like bad at life instead of like spelling and stuff. So yeah, it's like coordination, like organisation. Like it's, I fall over a lot. Like
on the plane here, he spilled a drink on me, and then he were like, "I'm just gonna let you know this is not gonna be the last drink I've spilled."
Yeah, get used to that. And he took it so well.
Well, my brother's dyspraxic as well.
Yeah, he barely flinched, and I was like, "This is." Yeah. A good partnership.
Yeah.
There you go.
I like that there's a literal definition that exists, you know, for just being a bit of a hot mess sometimes.
Yeah. There's a bit more to it than that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
But I'll say that. Yeah. I imagine when they diagnosed me, they were like, your son is a bit of a hot mess. I am.
Well, yeah, back in the day, they used to call depression hysteria. So, you know, a hot mess, and accurate.
They called dyspraxia, originally it was called clumsy child syndrome. Yeah.
This is blowing my mind. Yeah. Like, but isn't every child clumsy? Like, come on.
This is clumsy child.
Okay, like extra clumsy. Yeah. Well, how has being gay and having dyspraxia influenced your comedy?
Oh, wow. Well, I see. What a question. I see them as two different things, really. Like, I think we're really like stand up, you're just trying to be as unique as possible and come at things from different angles. So, I guess anything that does that, you're going to use, really, without sounding too clinical about it.
Like, we were talking earlier on our show. We have a show here on the station called Well, 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 and it was. We were talking about AI now that can interpret lumps on your bits. So, like, maybe, you know, being gay and having dyspraxia, instead of taking pictures of your bits, you're actually sending people your feet.
Yeah.
But, like, no man's going to make you use him like a tightrope. So I think you'll be fine.
You'll be all right.
You don't have to, like, balance on people, really.
Well, I mean, you're doing stand-up, though. When you think about it, you're there with a mic. The mic stand can get out of control. Who knows what's going to happen? Like, you could just be rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
Now, Josh, you've had a stellar start to your comedy career. What do you enjoy more? Do you like the solo stand-up or the collaborative comedy in, like, 8 out of 10 cats does countdown?
Honestly, style? Whatever pays the most at that time. I'm trying to buy a house. So, yeah. No, I like stand-up is the best one. It's just me on my own.
It's intimate.
Yeah, so
in a very lonely way.
Yeah, no, I like it. Hopefully not too intimate. I hope, well, in the UK I sell tickets, so it's not too intimate.
Lonely, but
it's just lonely, just me on my own. But yeah,
still doing the gig.
Stand-up definitely. Yeah, I love it. I love touring.
What's it been like? You've got your first week here. Well, touring to Australia must be a little bit of fun. What's it been like in your first week with the Comedy Festival? A little bit crazy?
Yeah, good. I feel, because obviously we're hanging about with a load of other international comics from all over. And I don't know why, but my accent is the one that, like, the locals are just having a problem with.
All of us have been loving it.
I know.
I know your accents. I know you so well, but even hearing you here, it's funnier.
Yeah. So
like, hearing you order food and then just try and process
you.
Yeah,
so I'm like trying to change my words because at home I'd say full fat Coke. So like instead of having a Coke, I'd be like, can I have a full fat Coke? And I didn't know that you didn't say that yet. And now I realise, oh, that makes it... I sound insane.
Yeah.
I sound like I'm asking for like cream in the top of my Coke. And I haven't even figured that out. But where I'm from, you just say Diet Coke or full fat Coke. And
right.
I rang my mum and I was like, there's no fat in Coke.
All right, well, just want to put it out there. Can you just order a Chico roll right now?
A Chico roll?
Yeah, a Chico roll.
A Chico roll. A Chico roll.
A Chico roll.
But yeah, there was a comic who had a headache the other day, so I went in the chemist and I was like, oh, have you got any paracetamol? And then the woman was like giggling. And then she brought the pharmacist out and said, say it again. So then I was like, have you got any paracetamol? And they were both just laughing in my face.
Welcome to Australia. Yeah. It's 18 minutes to nine. We are chatting with Josh and Dan from New Order, and we'll be right back right after this.
Joy.
It is 17 minutes to nine and you're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Now, we are joined in the studio by Josh and Dan of New Order, and they've forged amazing careers in the UK, and now three of Blighty's hottest comedians are firing into Melbourne. Proudly sponsoring Joy Media, this is The New Order, featuring the hilarious work of Josh Jones, Dan Tiernan and Celia AB. You can catch New Order at Melbourne Town Hall from April 2 to 21. Grab your tickets at comedyfestival.com.au, or you can win yourself a double pass this morning by answering these true or false trivia questions about the UK.
Okay, so here's our first one. The name of the clock tower is Big Ben. Do you reckon that's true or false? Without giving too much away, Dan... what do you reckon?
What do I...
True or false?
Imagine I didn't know this. Well, wait, without giving too much away...
Well,
don't
give us
answer.
Your...
Do you know
but
what
not the answer.
Yeah. I know the answer.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, because I'm British and over the age of five.
Okay, and next one is Winnie the Pooh was based off of a real bear at a zoo.
I don't know the answer.
I don't think I've never... Yeah, I don't know.
Ooh.
All right, this is a contentious one. People in the north of Britain speak clearer than people in the south.
That is subjective and I am offended.
You don't even know what they said the answer
is. I know what the answer is.
Sorry, what?
I know what they think
Josh,
it is.
Josh, can you speak a bit clearer, please?
And the last one, most people in Britain don't rinse their cutlery and plates after washing up.
Yeah.
I've thrown a tricky one in there.
Yeah, I don't understand. Yeah, I'm a bit confused. So do you wash up and then you put it under the sink?
Well, we're just going to have to wait and find out when we reveal the answers, aren't we? Ooh. You can message in on 0427 569
949. Or email onair@joy.org.au and you can go in the draw to win a double pass to check out these hilarious comedians. Now, back into the questions. What made the three of you get together and come and experience Melbourne International Comedy Festival as a tripod of gold comedy?
Well, the festival picked the people to do it, which was also quite lucky because when they pick you, like, you could be with like not great people, but we're all actually friends in real life.
Wow.
So I've known you about 6-7 years.
Yeah.
I've known Celia about 7 years as well.
It must be so much easier than having to pretend that you like each other.
Yeah, because we hang out, like, because sometimes you'll get you'll do a gig in Europe somewhere with a weekend and you could be with someone who's hard work and you're there for the full weekend.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, we're here for a month, so I was a bit nervous to find out who else it was. And we weren't allowed to tell each other, but you did message me.
Yeah. Well, we're not allowed. Thanks, sir. Oh, it's a good job this isn't live on the radio. Dan broke his contract.
What are they going to do, send us
home? Good point.
We're here now.
I told him. All right, fine.
Well,
you're off the show.
Not paying.
You come with your set, you've got it sorted, you've got your plan, you dive on in, you've done your first week. How much do you think that's going to evolve over the next month? Because already there's a whole paracetamol bit that could happen.
Yeah. Oh, loads. Because as well, like, so in the UK, both of us are getting ready to do our next tour shows. So while we're here, I need to try and mix it up a little bit as well. But it's fun. It's fun figuring out what is so British centric and what works everywhere. Do you know what I mean?
Well, we do have a British centric versus Australian question. So on Comedy Central, you spoke about an annoying bunch of Manchester United fans. Do you have any plans to make fun of Melbournian sports fans, particularly the AFL, because they can be psychos.
And like, we would happily, we want you to.
Yeah, and when I learn what that is, I will do it. When I figure out what that is, I'll be all over it.
Do you both get to go out and do touristy things like go and watch an AFL game?
Yeah.
I think someone mentioned a sports thing.
I mean, what other sports thing is on? The Comedy Festival is my sport, but what other... Well,
It was
AFL. I do bouldering, did you know, indoor rock climbing.
Wait.
Bouldering while I've been here. Feel those calluses.
Oh, I can see them. I don't want to touch them.
No wonder people are laughing at you with the way you say things. Did you just call rock climbing bouldering?
It is called bouldering.
What? I've never heard that before in my life.
Well, that's what us professionals call it. Oh, yeah.
Well, I look forward to finding out just how you feel about AFL here in Australia, and you will find out, that is for sure. Now, we've got some this or that questions.
Yeah,
we've got
a bit of a game we're going to play. We're going to do you one at a time. This or that, we're going to give you two things and you've got to tell us which one you prefer, first thing off the top of your head, and why. Yeah, all good? Does that make sense? Yeah. Or are you both looking confused?
Can Dan
at me?
Go first? I'm dyslexic. Yeah.
All right, Dan, you're first. I'm going to give you, we've got 10 of them, two things. It's this or that, you've got to pick which one and why. Ready? Yeah. I know you're like, this is what I want to do first thing in the morning.
Yeah, my brain's already hurt.
All right.
Go.
Fruit or vegetables?
A fruit.
Coronation Street or EastEnders?
Coronation Street.
Yeah. Ooh, I'd like EastEnders more. How dare you? Reading or writing?
Reading.
French fries or onion rings?
Onion rings.
that was a tough one.
Yeah, come at me.
Yoga or a run?
A run.
Jeans or tracksuit pants?
Tracksuit pants.
I love that. That's
do you
like
call
the
them tracksuit
choice.
Pants? Is that the
sweatpants
same?
Sweatpants or
tracky bottoms?
Tracky bottoms.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Microwave or oven?
Oven. I can't say microwave. My real answer is microwave. But we'll go with oven.
You've got a big microwave.
big microwave energy. Yeah.
Briefs or boxers?
Boxers. Yeah, definitely.
Clean bathroom or clean kitchen?
neither.
And last, going to see a play or a musical?
A play.
All right.
Disagreed with so much of that.
Well,
yeah.
You have different questions, Josh. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Halloween or Christmas?
Halloween.
Swimming pool or hot tub?
Swimming pool.
Too much sleep or too little sleep?
Too much sleep.
Flower garden or vegetable garden?
Flower garden.
Three arms or three legs?
I've got three legs.
Oof. Lots of hair or short back and sides?
Short back and sides.
Going for a hike or riding a bike?
Going for an hike.
For a Nike. There's shoes here. Uh-huh. Tea or hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate.
Monkey or elephant?
Monkey.
Julia Roberts or Julia Louise?
Julia Roberts.
All right. No. Mic drop. Okay. We have been giving away tickets, a double pass, to go and see you both and your beautiful co-comedian for New Order. And we've been doing true or false trivia questions. Mm. And one of the questions has become quite contentious, I think.
Shall we reveal the answers? We may as well do it while you're here.
Okay, all right, let's do it.
First one, the name of the clock tower is Big Ben.
Yeah.
Now, that was false. Want to tell our listeners why?
It's not false.
It is false.
It's called Big Ben, the clock tower.
The tower is not called Big Ben.
Oh.
The bell.
It's like the clock that's called Big Ben, isn't it, rather than the tower.
The bell is called Big Ben, and the tower is called something else.
I'm... Are you sure not the whole clock is just called Big Ben?
All right. You, I did Rach, can you keep doing the rest? So, I'm going to Google.
Okay, Dean's going to Google.
You are right, but it's a bit of a ridiculous question.
Well, it is true or false, tricky trivia.
So, and what, the building doesn't have a name?
Well, it does. It's just not one I mentioned.
Called Steve or something.
Yeah, we'll call it Steve. Steve.
Oh, you don't know.
Steve, yeah. I looked this up on the internet before 7 o'clock in the morning.
King Richard the First House or something. Anyway, I don't know that. That's
well, it's part of the Houses of Parliament.
Well, there you go.
What? It's not physically part of it.
It's connected to it.
Is it?
Yeah. Isn't it next? Yeah, I don't know.
I know nothing about my country.
And I'm not an architect.
All right, question number two. Winnie the Pooh was based off a real bear at the zoo.
Probably.
We think this must be false, as we'd have heard of it. But then again, what do we know?
What do we know? We don't even know. So, yeah.
Well, apparently it's true, but I just reckon someone looked at a bear. Like, any bear is based off a bear somewhere.
Fair. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to skip this next one and we'll come back to that. But the last question was, most people in Britain don't rinse their cutlery and plates after washing up.
Yeah, I don't.
This is a tricky one.
Because do you rinse your plate after?
No, I'll wash it. I'll rinse sometimes while I'm washing, but I'll wash it and then dry it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
So the answer was true. This is me getting tricky because they don't do it because that would be stupid because you've washed it and then you rinse everything.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It again.
So yous don't do that neither.
No,
that's weird. That was
because yous did have. We went for food yesterday and then I asked for vinegar on my chips and everyone thought I was insane.
No, that's delicious.
And then they brought vinegar out from the kitchen because they don't have it on the table and it was the wrong vinegar. It was white vinegar.
What vinegar on chips is great?
Malt vinegar is what you put on chips.
Someone has messaged in saying, isn't it the Tower of London?
Tower of London.
That's different.
To Big Ben.
Different, I'm sure it is.
I mean, you got Big Ben wrong, so we don't know for sure. But now for the last one.
For the last
the
one.
The Tower of London is different.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
people
it is.
In the north of Britain speak clearer than people in the south.
Well, I would say yeah, but I know that you'd probably put no. Yeah.
Well, so you're north. Yeah. You're both northern. Yeah. Manchester.
Yeah. But you can have a strong accent and still speak clearly. Because there's loads of posh people who are so posh that they mumble. So they're like, hey, darling, how are you?
Wait,
you
know? I thought posh people spoke clear. Is that not correct?
Typically they do, but then we've met a lot of posh people that speak like that.
Like Boris Johnson. So like, and
I just thought that was because he was part Turkey.
It's more just that we have in the north. There's more different regional accents, and posh people speak the Queen's English.
I need to bring a retraction because after some googling, the tower is named Big Ben. I was incorrect. And the bell is named the Great Bell. So you actually do know what you're talking about.
Yeah. There we go.
I'm just curious, is there a Boris Johnson bit in your act? Because both of you just going, hilarious.
No. I think like about 5-10 years ago, a lot of comedians had bits on Boris Johnson.
Yeah,
but it just became so.
But now the joke has just become reality.
Yeah.
It's actually just so depressing. When you see him every day on the news, you're like, just go away.
Yeah. Well, thank you both for joining us this morning on the show. New Order are performing as part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival at Melbourne Town Hall. And you can grab your tickets online at comedyfestival.com.au and catch the guys on their socials. There's links to that all over the Joy Brekkie socials. Josh, Jan, thanks a lot for joining us this morning. On the show.
Thank you so much.
What a hoot. You're on Joy Breakfast. It's 9:04.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9am or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.